In most places, teenage girls can get prescription contraceptives from a family planning clinic without their parents' knowledge. But some state and federal lawmakers are trying to change this. A new study examines what might happen if the laws were changed. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
For routine health problems, injuries, asthma, doctors need a parent's consent in order to treat a child or teenager. But for sensitive health matters, problems related to sexual activity, substance abuse, or mental health, many states explicitly allow teenagers to seek these sorts of health care services on their own. That's what Stephanie does. She's 17 and lives in Alameda County, California. Stephanie agreed to talk to me on her cell phone as long as I didn't use her full name. She says she started having sex when she was 15.
My parents don't know that I'm sexually active because of the fact that it has a lot to do with my family's background, culture, and also religion. It's a difficult topic to even talk to them about, so I decided to not include them in that part of my life.
So Stephanie goes to a teen clinic where doctors prescribe birth control pills and shots.
Basically, you ask for what you need and you receive it.
Stephanie says many of her friends go to Planned Parenthood clinics. The organization estimates that nearly a third of the almost 2 million patients it serves each year are girls 19 or younger. But in recent years, lawmakers in Congress and 10 states have tried to pass laws to stop this. None has been successful. The laws would require doctors to notify parents before prescribing a contraceptive. Proponents argue parents have a right to know what their kids are up to. But researchers at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee suspected that might hurt kids, so they surveyed 950 girls who went to Planned Parenthood clinics across the state. Psychologist Diane Reddy says most of the girls were seeking birth control.
The majority of girls in our sample were white, 79%. The remaining girls were from various ethnic backgrounds. And the majority were in the older age group, 16 to 17, although there were younger girls in our sample.
The youngest was 12. The study, partly funded by Planned Parenthood, asked the girls if they would stop using the clinics if their parents were notified.
59% of the girls said they would stop, discontinue, or delay using services if parental notification were required. And 99% of those girls would remain sexually active.
Now, Stephanie wasn't part of this study, but she says she knows what she would do if a parental notification law were enacted in California.
Condoms are for sale. I would go buy them.
Stephanie says some of her friends might not bother.
A lot of teens nowadays think that withdrawal is like the best method. No need for birth control. Oh, it's okay, you know, I've been with my boyfriend for a long time, no need for STD protection. So I think that's what basically will happen.
In the study, most of the girls said they would buy condoms, but they admitted they wouldn't always use them. Another finding, 11% said they would delay or not get tested at all for sexually transmitted diseases. Dr. Carol Ford, director of adolescent medicine at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, says the study's findings show why parental notification laws are a bad idea.
This would clearly increase their risk of becoming pregnant. It would also increase their risk of having untreated sexually transmitted infections, such as chlamydia, which is one that we're particularly concerned about in this age group.
Ford says the study also shows parents need to do a better job of talking to their teens about sex. The study appears in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.